let's get started. All right.
Some of you that have been earlier wrote down problems. If you want,
we'll go over it. I'll read it out loud, and if you want, you can write it down. Another thing is there will be summaries put up on the website, and you guys can go get those, and it'll just be basically a summary of the lesson for you. All right, so, okay, let's start with the opening problem. All right, when Steve wakes up in the morning, he has to choose what clothes he's going to wear. He has three different shirts, red, blue, and white, three different pants, blue jeans, track pants, and sweatpants. How many different outfits can he make? Assume each outfit contains at least one of each piece of clothing, meaning he cannot only wear pants. That is not an outfit. All right, so what are we gonna do? Well, why don't we just start listing them out?
Hold up.
Okay? Okay, so he can wear, all right. Who wants to help me with this? Ian? Give me three though, okay? You gotta save some for everybody else.
Okay,
he can wear a red t-shirt with jeans, red t-shirt with socks, and a red t-shirt with sweatpants.
Right.
Okay, and who wants to give me another three? We'll go right here. I don't know your name, buddy. So if you want, you can say your name, and I'll try to learn people's names. I'll do my best, but you notice there's a lot of you. But anyway. Okay, so.
You can wear track pants.
All right, sorry. You can wear
blue shirt with track pants, blue shirt with blue jeans, and blue shirt with sweatpants.
Okay, great stuff. All right, and let's go right there. Right, exactly. You guys are starting to see it. Okay, now, sometimes when you're given a problem like this in counting, it can't, when you're doing accounting problem like this, all right, it's helpful to draw a tree diagram, okay? Has anybody ever heard of a tree? Oh, wow. You guys are great. All right, so it would go something like this, right? You'd start with his shirts, okay? You can wear a red, a blue, or a white, okay? And then from there, he can wear his, same as before, track pants, sweatpants, blue jeans. Now that we've listed out all the possible outcomes, we can just count them up and it'll tell us how many we have. So we count them up, we see we have 9 outcomes. So therefore Steve has, okay. But what happens if Steve had 25 shirts, 12 pants, and let's say Steve was a guy who really liked his shoes, okay? And he decided to include his shoes in his outfit, and had 5 shoes. Would we want to list out all the outcomes? No, right? There's got to be an easier way, right? Yeah, some of you probably already are on it, okay? What we're going to use to do that when he has 25 shirts, 12 pants, and 5 different shoes is something called the fundamental counting principle. And I'm going to write that down for you guys, so give me one sec. This is called the fundamental counting principle. And it helps us solve problems like the one we saw earlier. So I'm just going to read it out. If one action can be done in A ways, and another action can be done in B ways, then both actions can be done together, and they can be done together in A times B ways, right? Now, it's important to realize that that was great for our previous problem, right? Because he can wear pants and shirts together, right? So he has 3 different shirts to wear, okay? 3 different pants to wear, all right? And if you multiply those, 2 times 3, it's gonna get 9, which is what we got, right? But then we get to our other one, where includes his shoes in his outfit, right? So now we have 3 things. Well, this fundamental counting principle, it can be extended. You can use it for when, I don't know, 3 things, 4 things that can be done together, all right? If you guys want to give this a shot, all right, applying the fundamental counting principle, and I'm going to write up one more problem, and then we'll go over it together, okay?
So, where's my chart?
Now, before you get started on this one, let's go back to this one. Does anyone get the answer to this? Who wants to write it up on the board for me? You're the first hand up, all right. Doing the fundamental counting principle, extending what we did before, and it was just straight multiplication, right? 25 plus 5, right? Now, who did that all in their head? Or with the help of the paper? Help of the paper, all right. Front row, what'd you get?
375.
375? Not quite. I got 1,500. 1,500 out there. Do a therefore statement. All right, let's move on to this one. Is everybody taking a look at this one? So,
who's that goes?
All right, see. Chuck Norris. Does everyone know who Chuck Norris is?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. All right, Chuck Norris is being held captive in a room with 6 windows and 3 doors. How many ways can Chuck Norris escape? All right, let's go. The man in the back.
9 ways.
9 ways, right? Why didn't you use the fundamental counting principle there?
Because you can't escape through a window and a door unless it's a room in like a
house. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I think I get what you're saying. You can't do it together, right? Because if he goes out a window and comes back in the door, he's back in the room. He didn't escape, right? No good. But yeah, it's not the fundamental counting principle. It's just 6 plus 3, right? Because they can't be done together. So Chuck can escape in 9 ways. Now, there is a name for this, and it's called the rule of sum, okay? And I will write it out again. Rule of sum, I'll just read it out. All right, if one action can be done in m ways and another action can be done in n ways and both actions cannot be done together, then one or the other can be done in m plus n ways, okay? So we saw that applied right here, right? Because Chuck can't escape through a door and a window together, right? Okay, so I'm gonna leave you do one problem for you guys. How do you do? If you wanna give that a try? People flip a coin 3 times, how many outcomes are possible? And now an outcome being an example of an outcome would be first flip, let's say heads, second flip, tails, third flip, tails. Okay, that would be an example of an outcome. You guys, hands are already up. Man in the front row, first hand.
Because you can't do it because it's, you don't know what it's going to flip on each time.
I know, but how many? Forgot a word. Sorry, guys. Possible outcomes. Actually, I didn't feel it. I mean, how many? I know that you don't know which each one's going to be timed, but how many possible outcomes are there? How many could you have? That's what I'm trying to ask. All right. Actually, this guy's had his hand up for a while. All right. You're going to come. Oh, he's coming up too.
Oh, okay.
No, that's good. That's good. I like that.
So there's 2 possible outcomes, either a head or a tail. So for each time, for example, time 1, time 2, time 3, there is 2 possible outcomes, which is a head and a tail. So altogether, there is 6 outcomes.
Sure? Okay. Not quite. Right? All right. Not quite. Right.
There's 3
outcomes. Not quite. Alright, let's backtrack a bit, okay? Let's go back. Do you guys remember who wrote down the fundamental counting principle? Who wants to read it to me? Let's go lady in the front here.
If one action can be done A ways and another action can be done in B ways and both actions can be done together, then they can be done, never mind. Note this principle can be extended when there are more than 2 actions.
Okay, right. So, let's look at it this way. We have our first flip, all right? How many outcomes are there?
2.
2, right? Heads or tails, right? Okay. And our second flip? In?
2.
2. Right? And our third all together now?
2.
2, right. Okay. So, we have each action can be done in a certain number of ways, right? And they can all be done together, right? So, how many outcomes are there? Can we try all together again?
8.
8, right. Because what do you do?
2 times 2 times 2, right.
8 outcomes.
Right?
Good stuff.
All right. So, okay. So I'm going to move on to another problem. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. If at any time you guys I'm moving too quickly and I'm erasing stuff, just yell, hey, slow down. Really, you can yell, hey, slow down, and I will slow down for you guys, okay? I'm just going to erase this, and then we're going to get started on. Okay. All right. So for those of you who are still copying, I'm going to read it out, okay? Friends, Ashley, Bob.
That scared me.
That's okay. All
I think
right.
You forgot the 2 E's on C. Like in the second row.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It happens. Friends, Ashley, Bob, Dave, and Emily go to the movie theater to see The Incredibles. All 4 friends sit together in the same row, which has 4 seats. How many different seating arrangements are possible? Okay, hold up, guys. We're going to do this one together, okay? All right, so you remember with the coin problem how we drew boxes, right? Of first outcome, second outcome, and third outcome, and right? Well, we're going to do the same here, except we're going to use boxes for seats, okay? So this is seat 1, seat 2, seat 3, and seat 4, right? Now, okay, let's look at this. So in seat 1, how many different people can sit in that seat? Let's go far corner.
4.
4, right? Either one of the 4 friends could go, right? Ashley, Bob, Dave, or Emily, okay? But now let's go to the second seat, all right? How many people can sit in that seat now? You, sir.
3.
3, why 3?
Because one is sitting on the first
seat. Right, one of them is sitting in the first seat now, so you have 1 less. All right? And now we go to the third seat. How many are sitting in that one? All together?
2.
Right. Let's try that one a bit louder. How many are sitting in the third seat?
2.
Wow, that was really good, guys. You're going to hear that on the recorder later. Okay. And the last seat?
1.
Wow, that was really sad.
1.
I almost felt sorry for the last person in that seat.
1.
Okay. All right. So now, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to apply that fundamental counting principle we had before, right? So it's going to be 4. Okay. 24 already. He's got it right. Good job. All right. All right. The answer is 24. Now, there's something I want to talk about here. Okay. And it's a special notation, okay, that we use to describe something that's multiplying by decreasing all the way to 1. Alright, you guys are all familiar with notation, right?
No.
Do you know what I mean when I say notation?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Notation would be, what would be a good example? Notation is a way of expressing things instead of writing out all this. Alright? So I'll show you what I mean. What they use in math to describe something like this is 4 exclamation mark, okay? But we don't say 4 exclamation mark. We say something else. We call that 4 factorial. I know, sounds funny, I think, but that's just me. 4 factorial, right? And all that means is just we're taking this number and we're going 4, subtracting 1, all the way down, right, to 1, okay? So I'm going to write that in general for you guys over here, okay? Okay, so this is a general way of writing it, and what it is just n factorial, where n is that number you start with, and you start with the number, multiply it by the number where you subtract 1, you subtract 2, and all the way down to 1. Now, n is a positive integer. You guys all know what a positive integer is, right? All right, who wants to remind me? I forgot.
So from the decimal point, it's to the left of the decimal point. It's a positive or it's
to the right. You meant to say right. To the right, right?
Oh, I'm confused.
Okay. All right, yeah. It's it's a whole number, right? It's not something with decimals or not something with fractions. It's a whole number, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. And dot, 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 I just mean so on because I don't want to write them out forever. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys some practice with this factorial notation, okay? Okay, so give those a try, okay? And I'm going to start writing the next two questions, okay?
All right.
So with this one, we should have put a therefore statement, but I think you guys can fill that in, right? You guys are familiar with therefore statements, right?
With what?
Therefore statements. Like at the end of a problem, you say therefore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you should fill those in with every problem, but I just forgot there. Sorry. All right, so I got those written out. How are we doing over here? Did you guys work those out?
Yeah.
All right, so I need 6 brave volunteers. I may ask you to do these problems. I may ask you to do something else. Oh wow, you guys are all pretty great. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4.
I just have a question.
Oh, question. What's up?
Do we have to write all these questions?
No, you don't have to write them out. But when we're doing the problems, yeah, sorry guys, I guess you don't have to write them out. The summary, there'll be a summary with all these questions up, but we would like it if you did the problem service, okay? That we should be doing the problem service, okay? So let's get, I had 3 up here. Now let's pick the first 3 over here. Okay? Pick one and roll it. Okay? So, we got this one. If you guys need more paper, they're just up here, okay? Alright, so for this one, we just expanded it out, right? Using the definition of what we've seen before. 3 times 2 times 1, 6. Great job. Alright, this one, it's the right answer, but we forgot to expand it out. So, okay, so if it was just 5 times 4, you guys all knew that, right? 2, great. This one, awesome job. And 1, very good. But 0, I kind of set someone up there. I kind of tricked you guys. Is 0 a positive integer? No. So can we use this?
No.
Right. 0, they define it, meaning they don't, it's not using definition, they define it to be 1. Okay? Right? And that comes in handy with other problems. Alright? So you guys can all give me those dirty looks because I tricked you. I'm sorry. Okay. So I'll write that down. Great. Okay, good stuff. Alright, so let's move on. No one's yelling slow down, so can I keep going?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, okay, good. That's good news. Alright, so a little change on that problem we had before. You guys remember what that problem was before, where we had the 4 friends going to the movie theater, right? And they're sitting in a row of 4, they're seeing The Incredibles. You guys remember The Incredibles, right? That movie?
Yeah.
It was awesome, eh? I liked it. Okay, so, surprise, surprise, Ashley and Emily are best friends. Meaning, they're going to sit together, all right? And I want to find out how many seating arrangements are there where Ashley and Emily are sitting beside each other. Okay, this changes things, right? Well, this one we're going to do together, okay? Alright? Now, there is an easy way to do this. There's a trick to do, not an easy way, there's a trick to doing this, right? Alright? Now, what we're going to do is, we know Ashley and Emily want to be side by side. They don't want to be separated. So what we're going to do is we're going to consider them as one object, alright? So I'm just going to use A to represent Ashley, and E to represent Emily, okay? And they're together as one, right? Okay. And then we have the other two guys, Dave and Bob, and they're still separate, right? Okay. So now we have 3 objects, right? Now how many ways, now if we were to do this again, we have 3 objects and we got to arrange them, okay? How many in 3 spots, how many different arrangements do we have? Well, let's do those boxes again. Okay. How many choices do we have for the first one? Three, right? Because we can put the pair of girls there, Gabe or Bob, okay? And then you guys know the rest, right? So I'm gonna, once again, we're gonna do it all together, right? In seat two.
Two.
That was
two.
Grim. Two, come on. There we go. And let's not make this one sound so sad. How many are in the last one?
One.
Right, great. Now, we've arranged them, but let's think of something here. What's going on? We paired the two girls, right? But what about the pairing? Can we have, I'm gonna do it right here. I'll do a practice order, okay? We could have Dave, then Bob, then Ashley, then Emily, right? That's the one of the arrangements we want, right? Dave, Bob, Ashley, then Emily, because the girls are side by side, right? Okay. What about, let me ask you this. Is that still one of the arrangements you want?
Yeah,
because the girls are still side by side. Okay. So, what we have to do is we have to consider that grouping, okay? This method is called grouping, where we take the certain ones we want to put together and we group them. But we have to consider how many arrangements are within that grouping. Alright, so the grouping has two girls in it, right? Okay, so in the first seat of the pair, right, let's do it all together now, come on.
Two.
Excellent. Two and then
one.
Yeah, that's resounding one, okay? And now we just apply the fundamental counting principle, just multiply it all across. But we could write this. If I ask you just to write this in factorial notation, how would that look?
Three.
Let's hear you say it. Three, it's called three factorial.
Yeah,
it's not like you can use the exclamation mark where it means emphasis. Three. It's just three factorial. Okay? Right? And then we get to here, how could we write this one? In factorial notation, yep.
Equals two.
Factorial. Right, two factorial, awesome. Okay? All right, and if we, what is three factorial? If we go over there, I think, let's do this one all together. I think I need to hear everybody again.
Six.
One more life, guys, come on.
Six.
There we go, right. All right, and this one? Two. Down again. Okay, so how many arrangements are there?
Wow.
We're at 12. Let's do it all together. I just like hearing it all together.
Wow.
All right, thank you. All right, so therefore there are 12 arrangements where Ashley and Emily are side by side, okay? I'm gonna erase this over here. No one's yelling stop, slow. No. Okay, so I can keep going?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah? Nobody's looking on that. Keeps coming. Okay, so we've dealt with the girls sitting side by side, but I got some bad news. They got in a fight, and they are no longer best friends. Uh-oh, yeah, exactly. All right, so in order for them all to go to the theater, we gotta separate those two. So we gotta have somebody in between them, all right? So I'll read out the question. Ashley and Emily are no longer best friends and will not be sitting beside each other. How many arrangements are there where Ashley and Emily are not sitting beside each other? Well, hands down, we'll get to that, don't worry. Okay, all right, so what do we know now? Well, I want you guys to think of something here, okay? If we have all the arrangements where they're sitting beside each other, and we add all the arrangements, do we get a question at the back? Or are you just stretching?
No, I don't. All right,
well, hold up. I want to do it so everybody can see, okay? So then we have the arrangement, and we add the arrangements where they're not sitting beside each other, right? We have that, okay? Uh-oh. Oh, I didn't knock it out. We're safe. All right, So if I add up all the arrangements where they're sitting beside each other, you guys all knew that, right?
Yeah.
You weren't laughing though, I appreciate that, thank you. Okay, so we have all the arrangements where they're sitting beside each other, and all the arrangements where they're not sitting beside each other. If we add those two together, what are we gonna get?
Girl in the back. All of the seating arrangements?
All of them, right? We're gonna get all the seating arrangements. I'm gonna call that total seating arrangements, right? Okay. Total seating arrangements, all right? So let's think about this for a second. Do we know how many arrangements where they're sitting beside each other? Yes?
Yes.
How many are there?
12.
Right, okay. But we don't know how many seating arrangements where they're not sitting beside each other, right? Now the next question is, do we know the total number of seating arrangements that are possible?
No.
Hey, what about part A?
24,
right. Go down to here, okay? So, we know that we have this. We know that the number of seating arrangements where they're sitting beside each other is 12. We don't know how many where they're not sitting beside each other, but we know they equal 24. So what does that mean this value in the box must be? Oh, I got a lot of hands. Should we try it all together?
12.
One more time.
12.
All right, good stuff. Okay. Now, the way of doing this problem, why would we want to do it this way? Why didn't we just calculate it the other way? Well, if we did it the other way, we'd have to consider different cases, right? Because we could have Ashley and Emily separated by one of the guys, or in case they're really mad at each other and separating by one guy won't do, we separate them by two guys, we have to consider different cases. But in this problem, it was a lot easier to use what we knew, the opposite of them not sitting beside each other, which is them sitting beside each other, and the total, all right? And we call this method, it's called the indirect method, okay? So we call it the indirect method, and what I did was I just rearranged this equation, right? Are you guys familiar with doing that?
Yes.
Yes, no, right. So I just brought this to the other side, and if I had left that out of the box, it would just be 24. Right? Okay. So I got one more of these problems with Ashley, Emily, Dave, and Bob to do. Okay? And then we're going to do some... I started on the wrong side, didn't I? Next question. How many arrangements have Bob sitting in the first seat or the far left seat? Okay? So once again, I think it'd be a good idea to draw the boxes, right? Okay. Now, in this case, what's different about this question than, let's say, the first one? Mr. Yellow.
Michael. The farthest left seat is someone's always sitting there, so you can take that out of the equation.
Right, you can take someone out of the equation. Or it's a restriction, right? So whenever there's a question, they ask you to count, and they put a restriction in, you always start with the restriction, okay? So in this case, this is Bob's seat, right? No one else can sit there, okay? So he's the only one, so there's only one option, right? But then we have the other seats. How many people can sit in the second seat? I see a lot of hands, so let's try it all together.
Three,
right. Does everybody see that? I heard some faint twos, very quiet twos, but we all see how it's three? Right, and then we get to here.
Two. One.
Okay, well, all right, huh? That's great. Okay, so then what do? Well, we just apply the amount of counting principle again, right? One. And we can write three times two times one is 3 factorial, right? And that's 3 factorial is just?
6.
6. So there are 6 arrangements. Therefore, there are 6 arrangements with Bob sitting in the first, also known as the far left seat. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you guys a practice question, okay? And then...
you have the answer?
All right, we'll
keep, let me wait a bit longer, and then you can tell me once everybody's in the shot, okay? I'll give you guys a couple minutes to do that, and I'll start.
Okay. All right, I hear a little whispering. So let's try this one. I'm going to get someone to come up and help me. Who wants to go up and help me? All right, let's get up here. Okay. So I'm going to give you the chart. You want to use the color chart again? Okay. So how many letters do we have to begin with?
Six.
You're right. Okay. Now, all right, but what is the restriction? What are we doing here?
We have to have, in all the arrangements, we have to have K, O, and H together.
Right. So, is that like, didn't we do a problem like that? Do you guys remember seeing something like that before?
Yes.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Right. Good. Okay, so what did we do in that problem? We grouped them, right? So we put them together. So we treated them as one object, right? So if we did, I'm just going to do this here, and you're going to take her home, okay? We put those together, and we still have E as a letter. Now what do I have? Y's? C, right. Okay. So now we have it like this. So how many objects is that? Do we have to arrange?
Four.
Four, right? So why don't we do the boxes like we did before? Or if you're feeling really good, you can do the factorial notation right away. So why don't we draw the boxes? All right, I'll fill them in. Okay, so you fill them in for me. How many do we have in the first one? How many?
Four,
right? Right? But what about inside? What do we have to do always when we're grouping them? What do we have to consider? Ian?
You have to do factorial letters inside the grouping.
Right, we got to do the one letters inside the grouping. We got to consider that. So I'm going to draw you a bubble here and three squares, and you can fill them in for me, okay? Right, okay, so. In there, we have the grouping, which is okay, and we're putting them together. So if we were to write this in factorial notation, you want to write it out for me? And let's hear you say factorial this time. 4 factorial, right? We've got math plus. Three factorial, right? All right, I'll take my one from you. Thanks a lot. Okay, so we have 4 factorial times 3 factorial. Do you remember what those were? What was 4 factorial? You, sir. 24. What's your name? Michelle. When you answer a question, try to say your name, guys, and I'll try to remember that, okay? So it was 24, right? And what was 3 factorial? I'm going to expect this one all together, all right? So what was 3 factorial?
6.
Great job, guys. How's everybody right now? Okay, and so, how much? 144, right? There you go. Okay, so therefore, using the letters of the word hockey, and using each letter once, all right, and the arranged number of arrangements is 144. That's crazy. That's a lot. All right. So is everybody good with that? Because we're going to move on to something new. No?
Yes.
You guys ready? Can I move on, or we still need some time to write that down? Yeah, I'll give you guys a minute or two. Okay, so I hear a bit of talking. So what we're going to do now is we're going to do something called Pascal's Triangle. Has anybody heard of Pascal's Triangle?
Wow.
So I'm going to do, you guys know. Okay, all right. So, Pascal's Triangle. Do you know who made this triangle? Who developed it? Pascal. Did anybody know his first name? No? You know his age? You know his age?
I'm
going to check that. Alright, his name was Blaise Pascal, and he was a French mathematician. Oh, you knew it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Alright. Alright. Did you guys have a question?
Didn't you invent the pasteurization process?
Pasteurization process? I don't know that. Man,
yeah,
I got
it.
I gotta look some of that up. I don't even know it. Oh, there's right there. Okay, so let's do Pascal's triangle, okay? How do we get it? Alright, I'm gonna walk through, okay? You start with a 1 at the top, alright, and every row underneath, okay, the left and right is a 1. But when you get to the row like right here, you take the 2 elements, well, the ends of the row are always beginning and end with a 1, okay? And the way you get the numbers in the middle is you take the elements above to the left and right. So, and you add them. So in this case, we're going to add 1 and 1, and we're going to get 2. Right? And then how do we start the next row? We start it with a 1, right? And then how do we get the next element in that row? Actually, I got to ask someone else in the back. Luke.
2?
We're going to add the row, the elements.
Wait, 3.
3, right. And then you want to get the next one for me?
No, one on the other side.
Right here, in this space. So where we look above, directly to the left and right, and add them. How much?
3,
right? And what does it end with?
1.
1, right? And we do the next one, right? So we take the numbers directly above, the left and right, add them, 4. Add them, and we're going to get 4, and we do it here. And then we get to this one. And we can keep doing this and keep on going, alright? Alright, and you could get, well, you could go on for as long as you want. But does anybody notice something about each one of the rows? You.
You can add two numbers, like 1 and 1 to make 2 in the middle. So for the next row, and then 2 and 1 to make 3, so just 2 on both sides.
Right, right. That is right. But that wasn't what I was exactly looking for. Okay. If we look at this row, okay, what's on the left? 1. And what's on the right?
1.
If we look at this row at the 2, what's... do we notice? 1. But then we go to this row. What do we know to the left and right?
3.
You see how it's symmetric? It's the same on the left side as on the right. Okay, and I would continue the whole way through. If you kept doing to like the 1,000th row, it would be the same. I wouldn't recommend doing the 1,000th to the 1,000th row. That wouldn't be too much time. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to use this triangle to help us count paths, okay, in different diagrams, okay? So, let's try this. I'm going to give you guys... So what I'm going to ask you guys is how many different ways can... or how many different... in this diagram, how many different paths can be taken to spell the word Carl? Okay, so I'm going to get some color chalk. Do you guys want blue, I mean purple, or yellow?
Purple.
I heard yellow. A lot of purple and yellow, but I heard a lot of purple. I think purple drowned out the yellows. I'm sorry. Next time we'll use yellow. Deal?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's start off. What letter does the word Carl start with?
No, I'm looking at the last name is cow.
Oh, you're right. Geez, sorry guys. I meant to write R, but. For some reason the hand was just not listening. Thank you. Don't be afraid to point those out. If I make a mistake, just shout at me. Hey, you. Well, don't shout at me. Be nice about it and raise your hand. Don't make me feel too bad. Okay, so let's try this, okay? So what letter do we start with when we're spelling Carl? Who haven't I asked?
A K,
right? All right, so we got to start there. So why don't we just write a 1 like in that triangle, okay? All right, so what follows the K? And who haven't I asked? In the pink and striped shirt, yes, you?
A,
right. So how many ways can we get to this A? How many? If we're just going down, right? We got to spell Carl.
One.
One, right? And this A? Right. All right, so now let's do, what follows A in the word Carl?
R.
All right, okay, and you can guess. How many ways can we get to this R?
One.
One, right? But what about this one?
Two.
Wait, two? Wait, two. Two, so like, you mean one way going this way? Oh yeah, there is two. All right, nice. Okay, and this one?
One.
Right. Okay, now we get to the bottom, right? How many ways can we get to this L?
One.
One way. This one?
Three.
Three, right? Let's see. I can go down all the way and cut over. I can go down, cut over there. Or I could go down this way and cut over there. If my finger's moving too fast, you guys just let me know, okay? All right. Now we get to this next one.
Three.
One.
Right. So how many ways are there, how many paths can be taken to spell the word Carl? Any ideas? Well, does this, when we get to this letter, we spell Carl, right? How many ways is that? How many ways do we get, can we spell it getting to this L?
Four.
To this L, just?
Oh, one.
One, right? So I'm gonna write that down, okay? So that's one of the ways, right? But what about this one?
Three,
right? And this one?
Three.
Three. And this one?
One.
One. So, how many paths can be taken to spell the word Carl? I'm going to go for it all together now because I see a lot of hands. Ready?
Eight.
Right. You guys are great. All right, so there's eight paths can be taken to spell the word Carl, right? That wasn't too bad, right? It was just pretty much copying that Pascal's triangle. Yeah, we got a question. Yes, we can also spell Carl with a C. So, since someone caught me, there we go. So I'm safe now, right? All right, good. Now, do you guys want to up it? You want to do a bit more trickier counting path problem? Yeah? No? It'll be fun, I promise. Okay, all right, I'll draw the diagram. And in the meantime, do you want to pass it? We got a problem set that you guys can work on. All right, it's covering lots of problems that we did, like the ones today. Some of them are going to get you to think a little, and don't fall into a comfort zone, just think about them. Okay, so I'm going to go Pascal's. Actually, let's keep Pascal's time. All right, do you guys want to give this one a shot for a sec before you jump into those problems? All right, so I'll give you guys 5 minutes. Think about it. Do this one. This is great. So moving on, so I'll read it. How many paths are there moving from A to B, or going from A to B, we're moving only upwards or to the right, yeah?
So we go by the little line?
Yeah, you gotta follow the grid, so you can only go up or to the right along the grid, right? Yeah. And use the same, similar idea to the one we did, yep.
Did you miss like a space in the
middle? Oh no, I meant to do that. I meant to do that. I meant to make it look that funny too, right? Okay, so let me give it a shot. Why don't we, that's it. Everybody need more time? All right, are you guys ready to jump in? Give it a shot? All right. So we're starting at A, right? Okay, now remember we said we could only go upwards or to the right. So what two places can we go? Up, or to, how many ways can we get there? One, right? We can only get there one way, okay? What about here? How many ways can we get here?
One.
One again, right? Okay, so then what we're gonna do is we're gonna branch out like we did before, okay? Starting here, right? We can go up, right? How many ways can we get there? One, right? Okay, but then if we go from here, all right, how many?
Two.
Why two?
Because we can go right when
up. Right, we could come up from here, or come up from here, and that's two ways, right? You notice how it's just adding the two from come before, and they just build up? So let's go here, one of the ones we already have. And can we, which way can we only go?
Right.
Right. And how many ways can we get to there?
Two.
How many?
Two.
Here, two and three. Which one is it?
Three.
Three. Why is it three? Let's see. Oh. I could go up, from the right. You go up. That's one way, right? I could go up. So it's three, right? So it's just adding the two that are, oh, we hit it again. It's okay. All right, good stuff. Okay, so now let's move on from another point, okay? And let's keep branching out. From here, how many? Well, actually, we probably need, actually, that was a bad, we can't do this one because we could come from this way and we don't know how many ways we could get to this point, right? So we got to backtrack. How many ways can we get to that point?
Three.
Where's the third one?
Two.
Two, right? So you can only come from here. And it's just extending, right? Well, okay, then let's do this one. How many ways can we get to this point? Yep. One, right? And we slowly, like, we're branching out. So let's go back to that point where we didn't have enough, know enough about the other two paths, right? How many ways can we get to this point? Yep.
Three.
Four. Keep trying. You're close.
Five.
Five. How did you get that five? Is my writing too small here? Should I make it bigger? Okay. Well, how did you get five? And there's three ways to get to there, right? And then from here, it's two, right? Okay, so five, right? And if we keep branching out like here, how many ways are there to get to here? Where were we before? Well, we were trying to count the paths, right? And we're moving on one path at a time, starting from A, the starting point, right? So we got these are the ones we have, so let's move to the next one we don't have. Let's do this one. Well, wait, can we do this one? Can we do this one yet? Can we find out how many paths there are? Yeah, we don't have that one, right? So why don't we backtrack, let's try this one then. Can we do this one yet?
Yeah.
No, not quite, we haven't got this guy yet, right? So can we do this one?
Yes.
Yes, excellent. And how many paths are there to this point?
One,
right? Because there's only one way to come from. So now let's backtrack. What about here? How many ways are there to get to this point? Three. Did I hear three?
Yeah.
Yeah, three, right? Because we can get to this path two ways, and this path one way, so we can just add them up. Right? And now we go back to that original one. Okay, how many ways are there to get to this point?
Eight.
Eight, right? And then we can keep moving through, which point do you think I should start checking how many ways to count how many ways to get there? Should I start with this one, or this one?
The bottom one.
The bottom one, why?
Because as you go up, it'll be easier to go.
Right, because we can only move upwards or to the right. Right? And this one only has one path coming to it, and that's from the right. So how many ways are there to get to here?
One,
right? And then here?
Four.
You guys. Here?
12.
Okay, and which point do you think we should start with next? Yep.
The one to the first one to the right, you said before.
Right. So how many ways are there to get to here?
Four,
right? Right? What about here? That's good. Can we do it all together? I think you guys are getting the hang of it.
Six. 16. All
right. And what about here?
Twelve,
right. Because we can only come upwards, right? There's nothing coming from the right. So let's keep going. Which point do you think we want to do? Here, here, or here?
There.
The last one, right? How many ways did it get there?
Four.
Four, right? You can only come from here, so let's get there. And what about here?
18, 20,
20. 20, it's okay. Okay, and what about here?
28,
right? Okay, and what about
48,
right? So how many paths are there? Or how many paths are there from A to B?
Pardon? You change the shape.
I know I changed it. It was too long before. But you don't have to erase it. Don't have to erase it. You can try that one on your own if you want. So therefore there are 48 paths from A to B. Okay? So why don't we try those problem sets, okay?